Are you ready to unlock the secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway, mitophagy. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're talking about a unique immune support supplement. It's Empower Plus. Empower combines the benefits of fermented wheat germ extract along with an ingredient called AHCC, Advanced Hexose Correlated Compound, hitherto referred to by its short name, AHCC. It's also known as Empower, which is a good name for it because its connotation is it supports the immune system. Before we get to discussing Empower, I just want to ask you a question because I recently suggested Empower Plus to a patient, and the patient was concerned because, well, fermented wheat germ extract, does it have gluten in it? And my answer was this. I said, well, you know, I know that you don't have celiac disease. You don't have a formal diagnosis of celiac disease, and you prefer not to have gluten because if you have a ton of gluten, you know, you might have some GI symptoms or, you know, feel under the weather. But I presume that there is little to no gluten in fermented wheat germ extract. But should it be something that's restricted to people who have celiac disease? What's your take?
I haven't restricted, and I see lots of patients with celiac, with gluten sensitivity, and in fermented wheat germ extract, the way they've done it, in the Empower Plus, and there's no gluten in there. Yeah,
it's an extract. It's processed and refined.
They cleared all of that out, there's no kind of immune system reactivity. And what's interesting with the fermented wheat germ component that's part of, in the Empower Plus, is that it helps to modulate the immune system. So for kind of autoimmune conditions, it has been really beneficial. Rheumatoid, for ulcerative colitis, Crohn's, it's been really, really helpful.
Well, so that's another question, because I think a lot of people have a very two-dimensional understanding of the immune system. They think of it as kind of like a dimmer switch. You know, you turn it on or you turn it off, you dim it down. And so people who have autoimmune conditions, they actually have an overactive immune system. So they're concerned about taking something that purports to, quote, enhance the immune system. And I try to explain it in a nuanced fashion, that the immune system is actually, if you think of a dimmer switch, maybe in 50 different dimensions, maybe that's the way you should think about it, because parts of the immune system are insufficient at the same time that other parts are running rampant. Maybe you could do a better job of reassuring people that it's not a problem.
Well, I mean, continue with the dimmer switch. I mean, what we want is an intelligent switch. I run into that a lot of times. You have people, they deal with, supposedly excessive immune system response, which then would, consider being autoimmune condition. And so they're nervous to take anything that, supports the immune system in any way.
Right.
And obviously, Empower Plus, supports the immune system. But when you bring things that are, from nature, you come with a certain intelligence. And that's the beauty with the Empower Plus, is that it is an intelligent individual that's controlling the switch. So when it's too dark, then it turns it up. If it's too light, it turns it down. So it helps to modulate, you know, and it's not a modulation that it's up in the whole body or down in the whole body. It's up where it needs to be regulated up. It's down where it needs to be regulated down. So it is controlled depending on the environment that it's in within the body. And so it just makes the immune system smarter. And because there are certain checks and balances, yes, to certain parts of the immune system that goes after pathogens, other that controls, you know, more of the restore, regenerative. You know, so you have these checks and balances, you know, TH1, TH2, TH17. And so what we want is just find things that help to bring those things into balance and work appropriately. And that's what things like this Empower fermented wheat germ extract, you know, that's a brilliant combination relationship to that.
So consider it potentially adaptogenic, creating harmony of the immune response rather than pushing it in one direction or the other.
Yeah, exactly. So you're able to adapt to what's going on in the environment. You're able to adapt to if there's a virus there. There's a lot of things, you know, like for instance, if we take MS, for instance, you know, it is an autoimmune condition. It is immune system is overactive. But what they've seen is that there tends to be a virus that is a triggering factor that kind of lays there in the myelin sheath, and then the immune system tries to go after it, but it's not efficient, you know, to kill off the virus. So then it's continually upregulated because it never finishes its task. So what if we then can support the immune system, give it the strength to be able to finish a task, and then it doesn't need to be upregulated, and now it can calm down because the virus is taken care of.
Right. Another example is COVID, where we saw a lot of people dying of what was called cytokine storm. The virus triggered such a overwhelming immune response that it damaged their lungs and caused blood clots, and ultimately death ensued.
Yeah, and that's a great example. And what we're seeing with the COVID and the coronavirus that came out, and we also saw it after people getting the vaccination, there were some people
vaccine
who were
reactions,
impacted.
Yeah, like yeah, a hyperimmune yeah. response to the vaccine.
Exactly. So we were seeing that what was taking place is that you had the inflammatory response, you know, especially along the endothelial lining. So this is the lining along blood vessels, or a lining along the intestinal tract, or lining inside the lungs. You know, so we're seeing an inflammation there from COVID. And also we saw a downregulation then of energy production. So the mitochondria was actually downregulated. So that's where we're feeling the fatigue, and pain and neuropathy, brain fog, all of these things that relates to a lower energy production. So it's kind of like, people may not really kind of relate to it, but let's say that you need about $1,000 a week in order to be able to function, to do all the things that you need to do. And let's say then you lower the bank account, so now you only get $10. So now you're limited in all the things you're able to do. And it's the same in the body. When the mitochondria is downregulated, you have less resources to do what you need to do. And so now you have less resources and you have more inflammation. So the beauty, what we need to do then is to bring in something that supports immune system to intelligently, kill off the virus or kill off COVID, and then at the same time upregulate the energy production, the mitochondria that was damaged by COVID. And that's, that's amazing thing when you bring something like AHCC and fermented wheat germ extract. We are then bringing in an intelligent upregulation of the immune system to go after the virus, and we are supporting the mitochondria to be able to increase its energy production, and at the same time will then help to reduce that inflammatory response.
So tell us a little bit about the origins of AHCC, because that comes from a different part of the world. That's a product of Japanese research,
yeah,
which is based on traditional Asian medicine, which is heavily reliant on various mushrooms in the traditional medicine. But what they did, I believe, is they kind of distilled the essence of a certain type of mushroom and made it into kind of a purified, standardized extract. Am I on the right track there?
Yeah, yeah, you're absolutely right. Yes, yeah, from mushroom, it's mostly from shiitake, and it has, you know, different what's called alpha glucans, polysaccharides, and yeah, different components that great in regards to the immune system, upregulate the natural killer cell activity. And the interesting part with the natural killer cell activity is that that's the first line of attack. Yeah. And so it goes after, sees the virus, it kills the virus, breaks it apart, and then it goes and then kind of presents it to other parts of the immune system. Hey, see what I got. And then the immune system can then develop a longer immune system response to, so it's kind of protected against whatever that pathogen is. And it's the same with cancer. It's the same thing. Yeah. It goes after cancer cells, you know, supports the immune system to go after the cancer cells, and then, you know, break it apart. The immune system can look at it, say, huh, this is what these cancer cells look like. You know, let's develop, you know, other T cells and B cells to help to kind of make sure that these components, this virus or these cancer cell, does not have the ability to keep on coming back. Or if we're attacked by it again, you know, we're ready, you know, for it. So that's a beauty with HCC is that it really helps in that process.
And I believe it has to do with these natural killer cells, but I think there's actually a lot of clinical evidence around HCC. And from what I understand, it is utilized in conventional medicine a lot in Japan. In fact, at my last checking, it's actually reimbursed by the government, because here, you know, you're on your own when you buy natural products. But over there, it's actually considered such an essential adjunct to the treatment of, say, certain cancers that the government reimburses you when you take your AHCC. But there are clinical studies in various realms that attest to the benefits of AHCC. Can you share some of those?
So with AHCC, let me pull up a clinical study here for you. Because that's the thing, both fermented wheat germ extract and AHCC has had tremendous amount of studies in regards to its effect. And a lot of it has been done in Japan, because they are big in these different mushrooms, and they recognize the importance of being able to support the immune system and also reduce the chemo effect at the same time. Let me see if I can find one here.
I believe there are actually some studies in HPV, in the human papillomavirus. That's something that I used to give to women who had abnormal pap smears due to HPV infection. And I believe there was actually a pretty impressive study on eradicating the HPV virus.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, for the, there really is nothing out there in regards to the HPV. It is, the only thing that we've seen is the AHCC to work on it. And actually, I think the study, if I remember right, it reduced it by like 68% within a year, yeah, using AHCC on HPV. And HPV is connected to so many different cancers, you know, like the cervical, thyroid, throat.
Right.
You know,
so linked to oral cancer, oropharyngeal cancer. Yes. Which could in some cases be sexually transmitted. Yeah.
Exactly. And I have a lot of patients that come in exactly with that issue, and they're all on AHCC. They're all on the Immune Power. Now, if you have somebody that is, you know, dealing, and HPV is something that is so easily contracted. And so if you have any kind of sexual interaction, then you do need to be on something to protect yourself. And that's that's the beauty of AHCC is its effect on that. But it's not obviously the only virus. You know, we've just studies in regards to COVID, studies in regards to, you know, Epstein-Barr, you know, all these different viruses. It's really a powerful tool.
Indeed. With demonstrable effects on natural killer cell activity.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And at the end of the day, so kind of going back to cancer a little bit, we're talking about the new therapies where you're doing immunotherapy,
right,
where we're upregulating.
Which is a more nuanced way of dealing with cancer, in sort of harnessing the body's natural immune response and tweaking it so that it goes after the cancer.
So, yeah, exactly. So they would use something like Optivo or Keytruda, you know, to upregulate the immune system. But that is just a kind of blanket upregulating. There's no intelligence in that. And here you have then AHCC, you know, that is able then to upregulate the immune system with intelligence, you know, where, you know, let's say we're dealing with too much inflammation in one area, it's able to downregulate it. So, and it's, you know, and that's the beauty to go after, at, you know, upregulate the end natural killer cell activity to clear out what it is that we need to clear out, you know, including HPV and, you know, whatever it is that we're exposed to.
So until recently, you knew about fermented wheat germ extract and you knew about AHCC. Did you used to combine them? And have you seen any synergistic benefits now that this new Empower Plus has been introduced?
I combine them all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's exactly, you see people with better energy, immune system better. And obviously I do a lot of integrative oncology. So, you know, both of those tools become really, really vital with what I do in my clinic, you know, to support my patients. Cause, you know, the intelligence that exists within the immune system is beyond anything that we can comprehend. I mean, there's so many checks and balances. So if we just have a way to support that intelligence and support the best doctor that exists, which is a doctor inside of us, yeah, why not use that, using something that's natural, that is safe, that has been tested? And that's what I love with these type of tools.
So can you share a little bit about dosing? Because I ordinarily take one Empower Plus twice daily. I used to just take Empower. Now I take the Empower Plus. I've added that to my regimen. I used to take the Empower Plus plus the Metatrol, but conveniently they're not combined. Is that a good dose for general prevention?
I would say for general prevention, and then if you are battling something, then I would up it to maybe like six of them a day, like
okay,
two of them three times a day.
Okay.
And that's generally for the HCC, for a person dealing with, let's say, cervical or you know, oral cancer, then I want to keep them on at least six a day of it, in addition to the two wheat germ, you know, the Metatrol Pro. But then obviously if you're not dealing with cancer, you just want to feel good. You want to be preventative. You want to support your mitochondria. You know, we want to have, you know, longevity and health span, you know, where we feel healthy. We don't just live long. Then to have something like that, Empower Plus, and do one twice a day is a great, great support, you know, for your immune system.
Okay. Well, I think that pretty much covers it. The product is Empower Plus, which for some of us will supplant good old-fashioned AHCC, formerly Empower, because Empower Plus harnesses the additional benefits of fermented wheat germ extract. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com, or call 800-422-5518, 800-422-5518. And we have a special offer for Intelligent Medicine listeners. You can use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout on the website and get a 10% discount, or you can tell them on the phone. And free shipping, that's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus. And Dr. Carlfoot, can you give us some information about how people can find out about your practice? You're out there in Boise, Idaho, but you consult patients from across the country and around the world. Are you permitted to do telehealth, or how does that work?
Yeah, so, and you're absolutely right. I consult with patients a little bit all over the world, and we do it through telehealth. We do have a larger facility here in Idaho that people fly in to and stay here for a number of weeks.
Not a bad place to hang out in Boise, Idaho. Yeah.
It's beautiful. You got mountain north, and then, yeah, I got beautiful lakes and fishing and whitewater rafting, skiing. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a great place. And like you mentioned, I do have my podcast. Also wrote a book called A Better Way to Treat Cancer. That's available on Amazon. So that's a good guide for people that want to both prevent and then also to, if they're going through a cancer journey, to see what they need to do.
You can find out more at thecarlfeltcenter.com. And let me spell it for you. It's the K-A-R-L-F-E-L-D-T, carlfeltcenter.com. And so all the best to you. And you listen to the podcast, Integrative Cancer Solutions. That's available through all the usual podcast outlets.
Yeah, it just find it on Spotify, iTunes, and Google Play. Yeah, it's available on all of those. So
great. Well, thank you very much for joining us. That's Dr. Michael Carlfelt. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have, and should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations. There were many important reasons why I started my FullScript online supplement dispensary. I wanted to offer you the same curated professional-grade supplement brands that I use, the ones I know and trust. I also wanted to ensure that they weren't counterfeit or expired. Recently, I've been hearing more and more about counterfeit or expired products purchased from online retailers. With FullScript, you can be confident your supplements are genuine and they'll arrive with optimal freshness and potency. Also, buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, and a highly rated mobile app. It's safe, secure, HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. To get started, just go to drhoffmanstore.com, drhoffmanstore.com.